New Title IX regulations offering protection against certain kinds of discrimination went into effect this month, but more than 100 schools in Pennsylvania will not be implementing the rule, WHYY's Emily Neal reports.
Among other provisions, the new regulations outline protection from discrimination because of a student's gender identity or sexual orientation. Three conservative groups challenged the rule, and in July, a Kansas federal judge issued an injunction. Now, any schools where members of those three groups are active are exempt from the regulations. Tiffany Justice is co-founder of Moms for Liberty, one of the groups that won the injunction. She says under the new regulations, a girl who is uncomfortable using the bathroom with a transgender student wouldn't be able to file a complaint.
What the DOE did in trying to redefine sex to include gender identity, sexual orientation, pregnancy-related conditions, what they did is unconstitutional.
Brian Dittmeyer is public policy director at GLSEN, an organization which advocates for LGBTQ students. He says the new regulations are an important step forward for LGBTQ students, 83% of whom have been victimized at school.
When Title IX expressly says sexual orientation and gender identity is considered within the scope of our non-discrimination mandate, that sends a clear message that students are protected and they can bring the problems that they're facing to school administration, and that there should be steps taken to address that.
The Pennsylvania Department of Education plans to update state policy to reflect the new regulations. Emily Neal, WHYY News.